AC Quick Stop opened Bethel's first liquor store in more than four decades yesterday. KYUK reporter Anna Rose MacArthur found a line of around 10 people waiting for the doors to open.
I want to be the first customer that walked into the liquor store in Bethel after 40 years.
Corey Stelmack is turning 40 this month, and today he could legally buy spirits in Bethel for the first time. But once the doors open, he has competition from Mike McIntyre to be the first customer.
I'm buying Alaskan Amber, trying to beat Corey here to be the first one.
Mike's at one cash register, Corey's at the other.
But we'll consider ourselves the first ones.
They pull out receipts to compare times.
Yeah, 1101.
1101. We're both 1101.
And what was it that you bought?
I bought one bottle of Jameson, one bottle of Crown Royal, and two six-packs of Corona. And I'm going to go enjoy them right now.
Tony is right behind them, buying a box of wine.
T-O-N-I, and last name T-O-N-Y.
She's with her wife, Christine Nick.
Hello.
This is my wife.
So are you going to join the wine together today?
Oh, no. She doesn't drink.
I am gladly to say I'm happily sober. I've always been sober. I've been sober more than 7 to 8 years.
So what do you think about, like, you're sober, but what do you think about a liquor store opening up in Bethel?
She was really mad.
I was mad at first, but I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
I'm always there for her.
James Kelly came with the couple. He's Tony's cousin and is hopeful that the liquor store will be a good thing for the community.
It'll get your bootleggers to bootleg.
The store's already helped Jeremy Lee, one of the new security personnel. Lee had spent 7 months applying for jobs before getting hired.
I'm happy where I am, you know, because now I can feed my kids more and I can support my family. You know, I'm looking at it as a family man.
Lee says Bethel is in a new era. Those old times over 40 years ago, when things got so bad that Bethel banned alcohol sales, he calls those the immature years. But not everyone is so sure. Ignace Mathis bought a six-pack of Alaskan Amber, but says he's torn about what legal sales mean for Bethel. What's that like to be able to now, like, come in to a liquor store in Bethel?
Well, it's kind of really uncomfortable. Going to be kind of hard for the community.
So you're kind of conflicted about it?
Yeah. Yes.
Bethel lifted its ban on alcohol sales 7 years ago. The public was also conflicted, citing fatigue with the stiff penalties of restricted sales, but not really embracing legal sales. A community vote in 2010 showed a majority of people oppose legal alcohol sales, but that trend reversed last year, when another vote showed a majority supported sales, but only for a package store like AC. The Quick Stop received its license a month later. The liquor store is a small white box, a former storage area. Wine, beer, and spirits line the few shelves behind the service counter. Walter Pickett, AC general manager, says the selection is a fifth of what it'll be in the fall, when the store completes its more than $1 million renovation and expansion. For now, he says, it's mostly bestsellers from their other stores.
Spirits, R&R is the bestseller. The bestseller on the beer is Budweiser by far. Coors Light is second there. And then our customers do like box wine because it's portable.
Pickett says the opening wasn't exactly the mad rush they were preparing for. Others in town are also bracing for possible impacts. Both the Bethel police and fire chiefs expect call volume will increase with the store's opening. Facebook comments predict inevitable death and abuse. But no one knows what's going to happen. One of the first customers, John McIntyre, who bought a six-pack of Blue Moon and a bottle of rum, says whatever does happen will say a lot about Bethel.
I do think it's time we grew up. I mean, there's legal booze sales in Dillingham, McGrath, Nome, Kotzebue. If it doesn't work here, it's us, not the booze.
The store earned about $1,350 in the first hour and served more than 500 customers throughout the day. At the AC Quick Stop in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.